Way to go. Keep it going. Good job, guys. All right, Paul. I see you.
Hey there, everyone. It's Coach Curl here, and welcome to the Today's Leader podcast. Today's Leader, building tomorrow's best leaders today. Now, one of the things I want to talk about today is leading through uncertainty. Now, whether it's an economic shift, market disruption, internal change, global pandemic, uncertainty isn't such a rare event anymore. It seems to be a constant. Disruption to the marketplace seems to be a constant. And the best leaders, they don't wait for clarity. They lead through the fog. They lead through the haze. And they do it with confidence, composure, and connection. And why does this matter? In uncertain times, your team isn't just looking for answers. They're looking for reassurance. They're looking for direction. And they're looking for trust. They're looking for someone to trust. And your role fundamentally isn't to have all the answers. Your role is to create stability while the world is in motion around you. So let's look at four ways that we can do this, right? So number one, be visible and present. So don't go quiet. Your presence, whether it's physically or virtually, offers your team that psychological safety. Check in. Be available. Stay engaged. Number two, communicate with transparency. Say what you know. And also, in some respects, say what you don't know. So we don't know this. Uncertainty becomes scarier in silence, and honesty builds trust even when the answers aren't perfect. Or sometimes the answers aren't even going to be known. But here's what we know right now, and here's what we're watching very closely, is a good sort of a language to get used to in those times of uncertainty. Number three is focus on what you can control. When chaos hits, anchor your team in action. Set short-term goals. Reinforce your core values. Help your people win the day. Not the war. Often I talk to leaders about where's your next win going to come from. So help your team win the day. It's not about winning the war some days. It's about getting through and winning the day. And number four is leading with optimism and not false hope. Be real and resilient. Acknowledge the challenges that everyone is feeling, but also remind your team that you have the shared capability to adapt, challenge, confront, and continue to grow. So uncertainty isn't going away. It's certainly, if there's one thing that we certainly know, is that uncertainty is here to stay, right? So stay steady, stay focused on your team, and look towards the future, right? So take those four tips, right? Be visible and present. Communicate with transparency. Focus on what you can control and lead with optimism, not for false hope. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I really do appreciate you tuning in and listening to the podcast. If you can share it, if you found value today, please share it with leaders that you know will understand and appreciate the message. Let's keep building tomorrow's best leaders today.